Muslims who are mature, sane, who have got the financial ability to do so. And when we say financial ability, we mean financial ability to go for Hajj and financial ability to sustain the household in their absence. Before a person proceeds for Hajj, he should firstly spiritually prepare himself. And secondly, that whilst he is on Hajj, if he is going alone, or if he is going with his wife and leaving part of his family behind, then he should make proper arrangements that that portion of his family that is left behind is cared for morally, socially, financially. It must not become that he is making tawaf in Makkah and his wife and his daughters are making tawaf somewhere else in his absence. It must not become that he is visiting grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and at home there is immodest activities taking place. It must not become so that he is making sa'i, safa, marwa, he is running between safa and marwa and his household is running naked around in South Africa. So he must secure this before he goes. Secondly, a person who goes for Hajj or Umrah, and especially to those who repeatedly go for Hajj and Umrah, make sure that you pay your debts and then go for Hajj and Umrah. Paying of the debts is more important than going for Hajj and Umrah. No use going into Arafat and pretending to cry in Arafat or holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba and crying when you are not paying your debts. Pay your debts and then go for Hajj. Pay your debts and then go for Umrah. Respected elders, when you go, generally we perform the Hajj Tamattu. There are three types of Hajj: Ifrad, Tamattu and Qiran. Ifrad is when a person puts on the Ihram and he makes the Hajj. With one Ihram, he performs the Hajj. Tamattu is that a person puts on the Ihram, he performs an Umrah in the Ayam, he performs a Umrah in the months of Hajj and he removes the Ihram. And on the 8th of Zil Hajj, he adorns another Ihram for Hajj. So that is called Tamattu. He is taking benefit of the period between the two Ihrams. Third one is Qiran, that a person performs with one Ihram, he performs the Umrah and he does not remove the Ihram, he performs the Hajj with that. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Qiran Hajj. However, most South Africans perform the Tamattu Hajj. We go to Madinatul Munawwara first. In Madinatul Munawwara, you should recite Durood Sharif a lot, Quran Tilawat, and make Salat with Jamaat regularly. Whilst in Madinatul Munawwara, visit Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grave of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, grave of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, visit Jannatul Baqi, and also go to Uhud, where at the foothills the grave of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, and the grave of Sayyid ibn Musayyib is. And also you should go to Masjid Quba, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the first Jummah. Another masjid to visit is Masjid al-Qiblatain, and also try to visit the Masjid al-Ijaba. Masjid al-Ijaba generally is not known. It is behind Sanabil Hotel, near Green Palace area, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Three duas, two were accepted and one not. In Madinatul Munawwara, respected elders, a general advice is that in the whole duration of Hajj, avoid taking huge shopping list. And the person who takes a shopping list which has got inside it jewelry shopping, that unfortunately most of the time is spent in jewelry shops in Makkah or in Medina, not in the Masjid Nabawi or making tawaf. And worse still is that unfortunately South African women go there and are handled by the jewelers there. They extend their hands and the attendants hold their hands and adjust the jewelry. This is absolutely impermissible, not allowed in Sharia. Going to the blessed places and doing wrong activities is absolutely unbecoming of a haji. When you leave Madinatul Munawwara, remember that Madinatul Munawwara is that place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to and what sacrifices he made for us. When you leave Madinatul Munawwara, you adorn Ihram. Either you can put your Ihram on in Masjid al-Nabawi or you go generally to a place called Bir Ali. You travel by bus. Before you go to Bir Ali, you'll go to a place called Hijr. Hijr is where they will allocate your bus for you. Prior to going to Makkatul Mukarrama, you must go to the Muassasa office there and they will tell you when you can go to Hijr and you can get your bus from there. Previously, South Africans should go to this place, Hijr, and there they were allocated a bus for South Africans alone. Nowadays the system has changed from last year. That once you go there, the first available bus or coaster, you are allowed to board it. Meaning that you now will proceed to Makkatul Mukarrama in a bus having hajis from different parts of the world. When you go to Makkah, it will stop at the various muassasas. And the last stop generally is the muassasa of South Africans, for the South Africans. So you should not get worried. At Bir Ali, you put on your ihram. Bir Ali is a masjid, a huge masjid, has got excellent facilities, wuzu facilities, shower facilities, masjid facilities. The difficulty experienced at Bir Ali is that when you enter and you leave your bus, then you must know exactly where your bus is, because there are hundreds of buses parked outside. If you go into the masjid and when you come out, you will not recognize which is your bus. And you will be looking for your bus. Sometimes the whole entire coaster of bus is delayed by 2-3 hours because one person is lost. So how you recognize your bus? You recognize it by the number of the bus, the color of the bus, the driver of the bus, and the position of the bus. At Bir Ali, you put on the ihram. Ihram is, respected elders, niyat and talbiyah. You make 2 rakats namaz. The 2 rakats namaz, respected elders, leads you to make the intention and the talbiyah. The 2 pieces of cloth, that is not ihram, that is the clothing of ihram. That is the adornment of ihram. That is the libas of ihram. The ladies wear normal clothing in ihram. The ladies that are experiencing menstruation, they just make niyat and read their talbiyah. Talbiyah should be recited by the men audibly, by the ladies silently. Audibly, individually. It is written in the books of jurisprudence that congregation, loud talbiyah is makruh. The sign that a man is in ihram is that his head is exposed. When you see a person wearing those 2 pieces of cloth and his head is exposed, meaning that he is in ihram. So he will be reciting talbiyah. Exposure of the man's head denotes that he is in ihram. Exposure of a lady's face denotes that she is in ihram. If a lady is strict in parda and she wants to cover her face, she may do so. Simple method is, before going for hajj, buy one golfer's cap and utilize the golfer's cap so that the cloth comes over the golfer's cap and it will not touch the face of the lady. When you are making salat in ihram, and if you have to wipe your perspiration, this is permissible. If you're making salat and the cloth comes in between the ground and your face or your forehead, that is permissible. It does not break the ihram. Exposure of the woman's face in ihram denotes that she is in ihram. Exposure of the man's head denotes that he is in ihram. Generally, South Africans, unfortunately, are perpetually, men and women are in ihram. Person goes to grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and comes back and still does not adorn a beard and keep a beard and does not perform his salat, then what faida he got? People go for Hajj and Umrah, go visit grave Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to Arafat, Muzdalifah, etc. At least come back and adorn the burqa and parda and change our lives, because we are going to go there. Purpose is to please Allah and change our lives so that we become righteous, pious. Going to Makkatul Mukarramah, the first thing when you see the Kaaba, your du'as are accepted. Ulama Ikram have written that when you see the Kaaba for the first time in your life, du'a is accepted. When you enter Makkatul Mukarramah, after you get your hotel, you put your luggage there and secure your luggage. Secure your luggage. Even your possessions also while you're in the haram. And don't take all your money and start making tawaf. Unfortunately, we are getting cases where there is some pickpocketing taking place whilst in tawaf. So secure your money, etc., and then go to the haram. The whole of Makkah is haram, as one of the Khan Sahib was explaining, that the whole of Makkah is haram. So when you look at the Kaaba, your dua is accepted. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi made a dua. He said, Ya Allah, accept my dua. Where du'as are generally accepted, meaning in haram, there are various places where the du'a is accepted. Du'a is accepted under the multazam, by holding the multazam, under the mizab rahmat, in the hatim area, while making tawaf, between Safa and Marwa, between the green lights. Du'a is accepted in Muzdalifah, Mina, Arafat. So these places you should utilize usefully. In Makkatul Mukarramah, you now will make your ihram. We generally make a dua. Ya Allah, accept our present dua, our future dua, our past dua. When you make your tawaf now, the men folk, they can make ramal, meaning the right shoulder is exposed. When you adorn your ihram, and the tawaf that is followed by a safa marwa, and you are in the halat of ihram, you are in the condition of ihram, then you should leave your right shoulder open. And you should walk briskly for the first three rounds. And this walking briskly is suspended, lapses if there is too much crowd. If there is too much crowd and it is busy, it is congested, then there's three rounds walking briskly, lapses automatically, there is no dump for it. Whilst making tawaf, remember clearly that do not turn and look at the Kaaba, do not face the Kaaba. That invalidates the tawaf. Whilst making tawaf, if your wuzu breaks, then you count the number of tawafs that you made, the number of times you went round, and you go and make wuzu and continue. After that you will go, before making Safa Marwa, you make a ninth istilam of the Hajr-e-Aswad, and you proceed to Safa and Marwa and make your Safa and Marwa. Between Safa and Marwa, there are two green lights, you will walk fast there and not speed. After that, you will remove the hair. You are out of Ihram, now you wait for your 8th of Zilhajj. You can perform Umrah in between, but it is better. Kasrat-e-Tawaf, Kasrat-e-Umrah se better hai. Abundance of tawaf is better than the abundance of umrah, because the time taken to make umrah, you can make many more tawafs. 8th of Zilhajj, now because we are talking about the walking Hajj, initially when we started encouraging brothers to make the walking Hajj and sisters to make the walking Hajj, then we were only 15. The next year 30, the next year 60, and the next year 300, and last year over 300, coming back 450. Respected elders, and so far no one has died. The conception presented to public is that if you walk the Hajj, you are going to definitely die. And if you walk the Hajj and you die, inshallah, you are very fortunate. So far, throughout the years that we have been walking, especially last year, we had the youngest person walking 8 years old, previously 10 years old. And last year, and I must give credit to the people of Durban, all the figures that I'm giving concerning ages concern the people of Durban. That last year we had an elderly gentleman, 87 years old. He survived. He walked comfortably. Respected elders, and the lady that walked 78 years old. She's still alive, I hear. Respected elders. So, walking is easy, more rewarding. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that he heard from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that walking Hajj is meritorious. Anbiya alayhi salam should do it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith that a person who walks the Hajj, he gets for every step 70 million times more reward. 70 million times more reward. Respected elder Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he wants to make a wasiya, a will, that his khandan, that his progeny must walk the Hajj, although there is conveyance available. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Hajj on the camel Kaswa because he had to display to the Ummah, to the Sahabas, how the Hajj is made. Most of the Sahabas made the Hajj walking. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that the people who come for Hajj, they are greeted by the Malaika, by the angels, and the Malaika, they make musafa with them, they shake hands with them. And those who come to do the walking Hajj, they are embraced by the Malaika. They are embraced by the Malaika. However, when you are to do the walking Hajj, respected brothers and sisters, that if you are incapacitated, then go with the buses. There is no force that you must do the walking Hajj. If you are well, healthy, not incapacitated, then try to do the walking Hajj. Because remember, you have come and made the Umrah, and you have went round the Kaaba 7 times, and you have went from Safa to Marwa 7 times. And between Safa and Marwa, it is about 495 meters. So all in all, if you put your Umrah together, the amount of walking you have done is from Makkah to Mina, comfortably. And when you did your Umrah, you never die. So when you walk from Makkah to Mina, inshallah, you will not die. Respected elders, you put your ihram on, and if you are walking, then try to join a group of walkers and try to find the history of that group. Did they walk before? Does the Amir of the group know the road? Is there an alim amongst them? Is there an alim amongst them? Because when you are walking or when you are going with anybody, try to have an alim with you so that he can tell you the masla masail. But another thing too, South African, everyone becomes very big mufti when he goes for Hajj. Somehow the other they take private courses. From here, Durban or Johannesburg airport, they start their private course, this correspondence course, or shall I call it the course on air. Because he reads 2-3 books, and now he can talk a little bit, and then when he sits in the foyers of Medina and Mecca, he becomes mufakir in Islam. He becomes a scholar in Islam and thinker in Islam. Respected elders, take an advice also. In Medina and Mecca, avoid sitting and gossiping, backbiting in those foyers of Medina and Mecca. So you look for a group, and the bigger the group, the better. The smaller the group, it is easier to get lost. The bigger the group, the better. And also, I told you, find out if the Amir of the group is sensible, and he must have all the patience. As Mawlana stressed, that Hajj means sabr. Hajj is sabr. Mawlana Idris Qadalvi writes in Marif al-Quran that there are two things which the sawab is ghair mahdood. The reward is unlimited. One is the sawab of fasting, and one is the sawab of sabr. The sawab of sabr, the reward of sabr is unlimited. So you will go and take a group or join a group. They will have meeting places. We generally go and meet where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born. At 4 o'clock in the morning, we generally go and wait where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born. There is a library there, Kutub Khana there. And that is just in front of the walking tunnels. The walking tunnels, and I'm very happy because Brother Ahmad Sayyid showed me those slides which he has now taken in September, and he has also taken some shots concerning the walking routes and the walking tunnel, etc. Now, though the place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born is near the walking tunnel, and the walking tunnel which leads to Mina is in the Jabal Kubais. The Jabal Kubais, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Qiyamah will come when Jabal Kubais is annihilated. Respected brothers and sisters, we generally start there and start walking 4 o'clock. And how we do it is that we divide ourselves. These are things I'm saying you so you can learn. We divide ourselves in 50s, and we have banners, and we have every person, male and female, who's working with us, he must have himself tagged. We provide those tags, and the person, he can be identified that he is with our group. And he must know who is his leader. Thereafter, we cross those tunnels. There are two tunnels. These tunnels have got blowers inside. Not air-conditioned blowers, which are just like air-conditioned. But the first tunnel is about 1.8 kilometers. The next one is about 2.6 kilometers. This leads you right till Azizia, on the top of Azizia. Azizia is a suburb of Makkatul Mukarramah. As soon as you come out of the second tunnel, on the left-hand side, you will see a beautiful dome masjid. That's the masjid which was built by Sheikh Abdullah bin Bas, Rahmatullah Ali. You will walk after that a little bit, and then come under shelters. The shelters, respected brothers and sisters, as soon as the shelters start, even before that, on both sides of the road, right and left, you find what we call water facilities. Because generally people say, if you walk, there'll be no water, you will die. There's enough water. From Makkah right up to Arafah, there's enough water. And how much water? Let me explain to you. Every 100 meters on one side, you will find that there are water facilities, meaning you press a button and water comes out. This water, where it comes from, actually it comes from a well, which is in the Haram. In the Haram, there are three wells. One is Bir-e Zamzam, and one is Bir-e Daoud. Bir-e Daoud is towards the Misfala side. It's in the third basement of the Haram. You generally don't see it. And one is, there is a well in the Kaaba. There is no water coming out of the well from there. So the Bir-e Daoud, that water is going to Arafat, is going to the hotels, etc. So you find on one side of the road, every 100 meters, you will find there is water facilities. And on the other side of the road, if you have to cross, you will find every 100 meters also. So technically speaking, on every 50 meters, there is water facilities. Because on one side of the road is 100 meters, and on the opposite side of the road is also 100 meters. And that 100 meters starts 50 meters later. So you've got water facilities. And also between Makkah and Mina, there's not so much toilet facilities, but there are some toilet facilities. Our tents, South African tents, and the tents in Mina are excellent now. Those fiberglass tents are excellent. You go to those tents, and generally we make our fajr in the Haram, the hudud of the Haram, just before those shelters. When you reach those shelters, on your left-hand side is the Valley of Aqaba. The advantage of walking is that in walking Hajj, respected elders, the difference between walking Hajj and the Hajj with the bus is very great. In walking Hajj, you make your Hajj. In the bus Hajj, they make the Hajj for you. Because you have to get into the bus and they move you around. You get in the air-conditioned bus, and when that air-condition fails, then the sabr loses. And you start swearing and abusing and all that happens. But when you're walking, you are walking at your own will, free. So you go to the tent in Mina, the South African tent, which is near the Jamarat, near the Shaitans. Last time they had us near the slaughterhouses, the South Africans. Now they brought us near the devils. Now, when you're walking, you must always remember the route, because you will be able to come from your tent to the Jamarat and stone it alone. I will explain to you later. So you must look at the road. How did you get to your tent? In Mina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to perform 5 salah. The Zuhr salah, the Asr salah, the Maghrib salah, the Isha salah, and the Fajr salah. Hajj is so easy. There's only 3 farz in it. Compared to any other ibadat, if you take, for example, 2 rakat of salat, how many farz are there? Respected elders, 6 farz in 2 rakat salat, which lasts 2 minutes. And 5 days of Hajj, only 3 farz. One is to be in the halat of Ihram, condition of Ihram. And secondly, to be in Arafat. At the moment, we are in Mina. So you perform all your 5 salats in Mina. And in Mina, perform the salah, make zikr, read Durul Sharif, avoid talking, making gossip, slandering. And the worst is, South Africans spend thousands of rands. He goes to Makkah, he goes to Mina, he goes to Muzdalifah, he goes to Arafat. And respected elders, he's worried about the cricket score there. Shaitan is hitting him for a 6 day too. Respected elders. So the first, what we generally do is that, remember the Jamarats are right on the border of Mina and Makkah. So what we do, we get up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, and we take the whole team right to the border of Mina and Muzdalifah. Allah's order, Shariat says that you must make 5 salat in Mina. So we go to the border of Mina and Muzdalifah, and we wait there for a few minutes. As soon as the first time of Fajr comes, we perform the Fajr, fulfilling the order of Allah and conforming to the Shariat. And plus, you are moving in the dark. You are moving in the dark. That is why we have left early from Makkah also, because to take 300, 400 South Africans under the tunnels or in the tunnels, that is very easy, because generally we get very excited when we see 2 million people walking. And last year, respected elders, 8,000 South Africans made Hajj plus minus, and out of 8,000, 1,000 walked. So can you imagine what has happened now? The attitude is changing, because we are realizing that we are not made just only of sugar candy. So you go and make your Fajr right near the border of Mina and Muzdalifah. As soon as you make your Fajr by the border, you cross over and you go on past Muzdalifah. The system employed should be that in every 15 minutes you must cover 1 kilometer, and in every 2 hours you must rest. We have met some brothers and sisters, unfortunately, who walked, and they walked very fast. They were flying, but they went right to Arafat and they sat down. Can't do anything. And another misconception and a propaganda is that when you do the walking Hajj, when you reach Arafat, you got no strength. And I, to reply to that, that if you do it professionally, properly, plan it, inshallah, you'll be very fit in Arafat. Number one. Secondly, if you get stuck in the bus for 6 hours, by the time you reach Arafat, you are ready to take anything on. So you go and you make these stops and carry on. On the road, there are 6 roads. 6 big roads, walking roads. They call them pedestrian roads. These are only for those Hajis who are doing walking Hajj. There is no vehicle on that road. There is no transport on that road. Nothing. Only those who walk. Remember, out of 3 million Hajis, 80% plus walk. And they are not dying. And there is food available on those roads. Everything is available on those roads. From cold drink, coffee, tea, breakfast, everything. And when you come back from Arafat, you can also have fried meat on the road. And you can also get biryani and whatever food you want on the road. So you go slowly, slowly. Remember, wukuf is after Zawal in Arafat, so you go slowly and you proceed there. When you come into Arafat, if you using the road 6, you will generally come and you'll find the Masjid in Namira on the right-hand side. There are 3 masjids. One is Masjid al-Namira in Arafat. And one is Masjid al-Khayf in Mina. And one is Masjid al-Mahshar al-Haram in Muzdalifah. These masajids are very big, and they only open during Hajj period. Why these masajids are there? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made Hajj, he stopped in these places. So wherever he stopped, they put masjids up. Now, inshallah, I've got news that they are putting a huge masjid, which will start construction, I think, this year, in the Valley of Aqaba also. One huge masjid is going to be there, so there will be 2 huge masjids in Mina. One will be Masjid al-Khayf and another masjid at Aqaba. Masjid al-Aqaba. Masjid al-Aqaba is there at the moment, but it's very small. But they would extend it and make it very huge now. So you will go into Arafat, the masjid Namira in Arafat has got 2 portions, remember. One portion of that masjid is in Arafat. The other portion is not in Arafat. The portion that is not in Arafat is in Wadi Arna. So do not go and make your salat there. Because in that portion, the salat, you will not be... You can perform your salat there, but don't make your wukuf there. If you make your wukuf in Wadi Arna, that means your wukuf is not valid. The wukuf period in Arafat, which is the first in Hajj, is from after Zawal for a moment of a moment, conscious or unconscious, passing by or sleeping, right up to the Subah Sadiq of the next day, the 10th. Generally what we do, when we come to Masjid Namira, from there to the South African tent, the South African tent is on the ring road, it's on the corner in Arafat. It takes about, it's about 3-4 kilometers from there, and during the time, it takes quite a long lengthy period to reach there. We camp near the Masjid Namira. There are two methods of doing this. One is that you take bedsheet. Each one of you takes a bedsheet, you take a rope, 1 meter rope, you take a napkin pins, you combine all this and you construct your emergency tent and sit under it. Because Arafat is for a few hours and now the weather is changing also. The weather is changing and it's becoming very cool in Arafat, in Mina, and also in Muzdalifah. In fact, in Muzdalifah it's becoming cold. The other thing we did last year was that someone hired out a tent for us behind the masjid. So we were fortunate, 150 meters away from Masjid Namira, we were able to get a tent and utilize it. In Arafat, what is our responsibility? To make wukuf, which is faraz, and to make dua. Stand and make dua under the sun. And the sun these days is not hot. And stand and make dua and cry for the entire ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially for your family, your friends, your kith and kin, and for the mujahideen, and for all those Muslims who are striving in the path, and for all those Muslims who are bringing Islamic law into action. Now in Masjid Namira, the Hajj Amir, he comes there. And he generally comes from Riyadh, and he combines the Zuhur and the Asr. If you are able to go there and go into the masjid, it is permissible for you to perform that, the Zuhur and the Asr. Otherwise, you will perform the Zuhur and the Asr in your own camps, in your own tents, but you will not combine it. You will perform the Zuhur at the Zuhur time, the Asr at the Asr time. Then, after that, at sunset. After sunset, they allow you to leave Arafat. Before sunset, government rule, government law, the military is present there, they do not allow you to leave Arafat. Even if you try, they don't allow you. As soon as the sun sets, you'll hear some cannons or sirens, etc. Then the people begin to proceed from there to Muzdalifah. From Makkah to Mina is about 3.9 kilometers. From Mina to Arafat is 9.5 kilometers. From Arafat to Muzdalifah, 5 kilometers. From Muzdalifah to Mina, and another 5 kilometers. And Mina again to Makkah, 3.9. Respected elders, in total, if you are doing the walking Hajj, in 5 days you'll cover 50 kilometers. Those that are sick, high blood pressure, sugar, etc., you also can manage, provided you take your medication. Provided you take your medication and you inform someone that this is the medication that I have to take. We generally do not leave Arafat when the sun sets. We wait. And we wait right up till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the evening. And the reason is very simple. Because from Arafat to Muzdalifah is a 2-hour walk. And according to Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi and Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayhi, they are allowed to pelt the shaitan after 12 o'clock. And the Jamarats are in Mina. So when they go to Muzdalifah, in order for them to reach Mina, they are going to leave Muzdalifah at 11 o'clock. And they constitute over 1/4 of the Hajj population. When they constitute over 1/4 of the Hajj population, then when we come from Arafat to Muzdalifah, then there is enough space in Muzdalifah because those brothers and sisters have left to fell the shaitan in Mina. That's one benefit. Secondly, that you must know, when you come from Arafat to Muzdalifah, you are walking again in the dark. And there is enough, the road is free, the road is empty because everybody has gone away to Muzdalifah. In Muzdalifah, at the entrance of Muzdalifah, as a general rule, you'll find it congested, packed up. This happens even in the Haram, both the Harams, that you'll find people during the time when it's coming nearer to Hajj, they congest the doors. So you try to pass that because the Haram inside there is empty. What you should do, as soon as you come into Muzdalifah, you pass the entrance, go and walk a little bit and make your Maghrib and Isha with one azan, one iqamah. Person gives azan, then you make, the Imam leads your Maghrib Salah. He gives azan, make iqamah, Imam reads the Maghrib Salat. When he gives his salam, after three rakats, he stands up, he makes his Isha Salat. You follow him. After that, you can read your wajib, your sunnah, etc. The ladies generally perform there individually. After that, the advice is that because you are on one side of Muzdalifah, you are walking, and it is dark, and it is now the temperature is down, you must cross and go towards the other side of Muzdalifah. Walk through Muzdalifah. Now this walk is a little bit difficult. The reason why it is difficult, generally you are walking 4-4, you are walking 3. But here in Muzdalifah you will walk one. You will walk one behind the other, one behind the other. And you must try to follow slowly, slowly. Don't rush. Tell your Amir, don't rush. Tell the people in your group, don't rush. And you walk slowly until you come to King Abdulaziz Bridge. You will come to King Abdulaziz Bridge, which is 1 kilometer away from Mina. When you come to King Abdulaziz Bridge, then they try to find a place to rest. Now remember, you have walked from Arafat and you came into Muzdalifah. You performed your Maghrib Isha, and now you're going right to the other end of the Muzdalifah near Mina, because tomorrow you want to have a head start. That is why you are walking, and you are walking in the dark. There you will try, and if you get placed past the bridge, even better, because you are closer to the Mina boundary. At this stage, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did something which I would like to inform you about, and we haven't done it as yet. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to do it. As soon as we are educated enough, we will do it. Because once you do something, and if it's not written properly in the textbooks, then they will say, no, the Mufti Elias is doing something very new now. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he did, that he took all the ladies, and he put guides, and he, because of the congestion, he sent them in advance. He sent them advanced into Mina. And these days, if there was congestion there, in these days there is too much congestion, we can do it. We can send the ladies and the incapacitated people away to Mina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do that action one day. In Muzdalifah, the sleep in Muzdalifah, and Muzdalifah is Eid night. Muzdalifah is Eid night. In Muzdalifah, do not worry. Because if you sleep 2 hours, 3 hours in Muzdalifah, you are extremely fit and you are fresh the next day. You pick up pebbles, and as Maulana Khan said, you pick pebbles up, don't pick up stones and rocks. And you pick up and you must wash them. Try to wash them. The reason for washing is not that it is faras, sunnat or wajib. The reason for washing that you have to determine that this is a pebble, a stone, and not lime or any other thing. After that, you pick up 49 pebbles and stay in Muzdalifah. Make the night in Muzdalifah. The wajib in Muzdalifah is the wukuf after Fajr Salat. You make your Fajr Salat as soon as it sets in. And then you will make your wukuf. Wukuf, you make dua. Make small dua and then proceed. Now you're proceeding to Mina. When you're proceeding to Mina, remember you are 1 kilometer, half kilometer, and you have made your Fajr the first time. At the first time, it is not hot. So you are going. And as soon as you get into Muzdalifah, you'll find shelters again. These shelters, you must walk under them. And walk, when you look at the shelters, walk in the center of the shelter. Because on the sides, people are now going to sit there. They are going to sit. They don't have any accommodation of tents, etc. They want to sit there. So you walk in the center, you put your banners up, and you put your flags up. You communicate with each other by signal, by sound, and you go through. You can pelt shaitan by this calculation by 8 o'clock. By 8, 9 o'clock you can pelt. But as Maulana explained, don't go and commit suicide. Previously we should try to go and tell the shaitan. But now, clearly out of experience, we are saying that do not go. Because most of South Africans who are new do not know how to go and tell the shaitan when there is congestion, when there are crowds. So what you should do is Now you remember the direction. As soon as the shelter ends, take a right turn. As soon as the shelter ends, take a right turn. And you will go through now. There is a road. This is a road. It goes through all the tents and it goes to a T junction. At the T junction, you take a right turn. And you walk 10 meters, you will find a fire brigade on your right hand side. And on the left hand side is South African tents. The respected elders, we are performing this every year, that is why I know this. And you should take benefit from this. You go to the tents have got excellent facilities. You stay there, and at 11 o'clock, go and pal the shaitan. 11 o'clock, inshallah, there is no condition, no crowd, nothing. You will go, you'll pal the shaitan. You got two options now. You'll pal the big shaitan. You got two options. One is you make qurbani in Mina. And another option is that you can make qurbani in Makkah. And the third option is if you have pre-arranged your qurbani by some muallim or some person, hotel owner or someone, in Makkatul Mukarramah. You proceed to Makkatul Mukarramah. You are still in the condition of Ihram. You will go, now you have done your rami. And according to Imam Abu Hanifa, the rami or jamarat, the qurbani and the halaf, this is wajib. The tarteeb, the sequence is wajib. But still you are in Ihram, you have not made tawaf ziyarah. And you can come out of your Ihram clothing. If in between this, if you have relationship with your wife, you will have to cut a cow, budna. So that's expensive. Abstain from that. Go to Makkatul Mukarramah. Generally, we make tawaf ziyarah 11 o'clock in the night. 12 o'clock, the congestion starts. 11 o'clock, you make tawaf ziyarah. Make tawaf ziyarah, you make your tawaf. If you are in civilian clothing, you do not have to make ramal. If you are in Ihram, you make ramal. But there too, you cannot make ramal because it's congestion. You can make tawaf on the upper floors. Preferably, try to make it down. Go and make Safa Marwa. You can make Safa Marwa in pieces. You can make Safa Marwa, you can make two rounds and rest. And then after 1 hour, go and make another two rounds and rest. So Safa Marwa can be broken up. After that, you go away to Mina and spend your night there. It is sunnah to do so. Then, the next 2 days, it's very simple. The last 2 days of Hajj. You go after Zawal and tell the shaitan. Advisable, go after Asar. Tell shaitan. Small shaitan, you pelt, which is closest to your tent. Small shaitan. After pelting shaitan, you make dua for 20 ayahs duration. Go and pelt the middle shaitan. Step aside. They have got now places where you stand. They are all monitoring it. You make dua for 20 ayahs. Pelt big shaitan. No dua. Go back to your tents. Make ibadat. Do not indulge in gossip and wasting time. Read Quran. Make zikr. Read Durud Sharif. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next day, go back, after Zawal, after Asar, tell shaitan, small one, make dua. 20 ayahs duration. Middle shaitan, pelt it, make dua. Big shaitan, pelt it, no dua, go away to Makkatul Mukarramah. My advice is, sincerely I would like to tell you, that try to take a package that allows you to stay in Makkah after Hajj. Generally, sometimes you get packages that from Mina, they take you to Jeddah. That is why South African, when he comes back here, he does not become regular in his Salat. He must remain in Makkah, feel the atmosphere of Mecca, feel the blessed place of Mecca, experience all the good things, become regular in Salat, enjoy himself spiritually in Makkah, and then come back to South Africa. And when you come to South Africa, then first day you will see Haji, he come back to South Africa, he got red rumal on his head. And after that, he disappears into the crowd. Respected elders, sign of accepted Hajj is that Ulama Ikram have written, he becomes regular in Salah. Remember that you must make your tawaf a wida, which is wajib. For those, for the ladies who are experiencing menstruation, that lapses. So this is a brief summary of how you do your walking Hajj. Remember, it is rewarding, it is virtuous. And the unfortunate thing is that no more they're giving refunds for walking Hajj. Nevertheless, it is still rewarding and comfortable, easy, not frustrating, not depressing, there is no anxiety attached to it. You do what you want, how you want, when you want. You walk at your own pace. And remember that do not rush, have patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of all the hajjis. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to become practical and sincere Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.